It sounds so full as can be. I have gathered the records, for I cherished every name. So I found myself standing in the country hall of fame. My heart beat somewhat faster as I walked in through that door, for I heard the sound of voices I had often heard before. A happy kind of sadness brought a teardrop to my eye. Now I'll tell you what I saw there, and I'm sure that you'll see why. Jamie Rogers' railroad lantern and his faithful old guitar. I could hear that old blue yodel coming from somewhere afar. Roy Acuff in bronze likeness with that great red rose his friend. And I heard that Wabash cannonball somewhere around the bend. The guitar of Eddie Arnold, memories of cattle call. Chet Atkins will be with him when the work's all done this fall. From the auto hum of Mabel, wildwood flowers seem to ring. Riley Puppet and Kid Tanner, how they all could pick and sing. I could hear George Hay announcing as I stood there in the room. I could hear the Tex Reader singing his classic song I knew. Minnie Pearl so glad to be there, and Hank Snow keeps moving on. May the Lord bless those still living and the ones who's joined his throne. Cowboy Coopers, Hawkshaw Hawkins, Gentleman Jim and Patsy Cline, Rod Bradford, Ira Lubin, these stars will always shine.